believe that we're almost through the first month of 2026. And even though she starts off telling you to sit down, sister, it's not worth your time, I'm saying put your dancing shoes on. Because we have got a lot to do, so we need action. We need action. We need to move. And at some point I might change the tune, but every week I'm giving you girl talk, so how can I change it? This record is right. It's tonight the world is ours. This is girl talk for sure. We're gonna have that I'm that girl that doesn't get bored of certain tunes. I'm just like, for me, it's like a happy tune, happy beat. I just think, load off, heart to heart, one or two or three bottles of wine. Am I confessing something here? Anyway, I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real feel-good radio station. You know, we have a podcast version. We literally cover every area of health. We're the only platform that does that, and we take it all around the world. How you doing? So I hope, like me, you too remember that you are, it's slightly changed now, you are blessed and divinely favored. Amazing. You're a magnet for miracles, the solution to someone's problem, and the answer to somebody's prayer. And I pray this week that you'll find that what we're going to talk about will be just that for you. I spoke to Claire Thornton Wood, and we'll hear from her a bit later on. And we spoke about ways in which we need to look at our nutrition and promoting how we can actually make food sustainable, tasty, reduce wastage. Of course, nutrition is a massive component of health and vitality. Remember, Her Health and Happiness is a show dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. So that's why I agreed to do the interview. I'm trying to make sure they stay very much where I can center around what it does for us intimately, hormonally, and broadly. So, Claire, thank you so much for your time. I hope I didn't seem a bit too antagonistic. I'm that girl, though. I just like, you know, when I look at it in terms of where we're at and what we're doing, we need to make life easier, but we need to also make sure that we're involved in what we're doing. So that's where I came across. But it was nice. She's a lovely lady. It was great to speak to her. But I want to start off with, I want to ask you a question. So I know sometimes that I know God speaks to me. I know every now and again I get a really powerful message. And it's funny because as a Christian, sometimes we think, you know, the Spirit speaks. Am I hearing something? Is that something I just had in my head or was I spoken to? So where I know I definitely hear from God is when certain things just come out of the blue and you know that definitely was not you. So one of those times was when my client, as I've explained before, vomited out her life and her trauma for 3.5 hours. And then the first words that came out of my mouth were, you know, you've got to forgive, right? I know that was God speaking because that was just definitely random. But before that, I think the first biggest time I really felt God speak to me was in 2015, 2016, when I launched my clothing line, Beautiful Sisters in Christ. Now, I decided to take scripture, put it as a design in the front, and then put the scripture reference on the back. So the very first ones that we, well, Beautiful Sisters in Christ was the label, but we also had a t-shirt that just said Beautiful Sisters in Christ. But the first design I had done, I had two different designs done for Faith, Hope and Love. But the greatest of these is Love. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And the night before, so I was going to put the scripture in the middle of the shoulder, at the top of the back, right in the middle. And the night before they were going to the printers, I had this dream, this vision that this man came with like disheveled hair, like sort of curly disheveled hair. He had all this writing spread across his chest and he's like, don't put it there. Your hair will hide it. So I woke up in the morning, I rang the printers. They were like, it's too late. It's already gone to print. So what we'll do is that will happen. But on the next print run, we'll put them onto the right hand side. However, halfway through the print run, there was one t-shirt that we had a sports top where it crossed over left over right. So they asked me, where did I want the scripture? So I said, I'll just put it on the left shoulder then because it was the left over right. But when we got there, every single top had the scripture reference on the right hand shoulder at the back, which was fantastic. So then my friend said, let's do the fruit of the spirit next. And I sent all of these designs, I sent to the designer that designed my logo. If you go onto my stuff, jennyrussell.com, you'll see my logo. Or if you go onto Instagram, you'll see my logo there. If you write to me, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com, you'll see my logo. Anyway, she came back and she said, the best way for me to do the fruits of the spirit, because there's 9, love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, goodness, self-control. So the best way to do that, she said, is to splash it across your chest like graffiti and put some graffiti blobs on it. And I was like, oh my God. This must have been about 3-4 months after. That was the dream I had. So I know God speaks to me. And so this morning, I woke up at 6 o'clock and I've been threatening for a long time to rewrite my first book, Can a Vagina Really Buy a Mercedes? And suddenly I had this thing in my head whereby I need to write the menopause version. So it's like, can a vagina really buy a Mercedes menopause version? And that's what, it was so strong in my spirit, I started to write. But I have a spoken word, and I'm going to share that now. It's a couple of minutes long. And it's really, it's good practice for me too, right? So it's really nice. And because when I first wrote the book in 2003, published in 2005, had an interview on This Morning Television, ITV This Morning, 2006, had a whole page in the then Sunday magazine of the News of the World newspaper then, now defunct. And I was in different magazines, Mother and Toddler, Fitness, all different magazines. I started writing for Health, for Pride magazine. I was featured in the Harbour Club magazine. It was great. But I never paid attention to the number plate, as I've told you before, until 2017, then I wrote my, poem. I looked at Gina, and Gina's Italian for queen. And then I said, the VA must be your VA, your virtual assistant, makes our Gina vibrantly appealing. And then she becomes vibrantly appealing Gina, the most sought after girl I know. I know you've heard this before. The entrance to a gateway that brings love, life and flow. Anyway, I've got a new spoken word today. And that spoken word is titled Gateway. She is not what you see. She is what you enter. She is the corridor between who you think you are and who you are becoming. They named her vagina, as if a word could hold a universe. But she is muscle, memory, architecture, and autobiography, a living hallway between inner truth and outer expression. She is gateway. She holds the muscles that keep us upright, and the softness that lets us fall in love. She keeps secrets. She keeps babies. She keeps tears, laughter, prayer, and pleasure in the same cathedral of tissue and breath. She is not just anatomy. She is authority. They taught us to see her, as I mentioned in my first spoken word, as entrance, but never as headquarters. They taught us to see her as opening, but never as origin. They taught us to see her as object, but never as oracle. But she speaks. She speaks through posture. She speaks through breath. She speaks through the subtle trembling when a woman finally says no. She speaks through leaking laughter, through aching backs, and through hips that told stories long before mouths learned silence. She remembers what the mind buried. She archives what the heart endured. And she stores what the world never made safe to say. The first kiss. Mwah. The first wound. The first birth. The first betrayal. The first time God felt closer than a lover. The first time shame was taught before pleasure was named. She is history in motion. She is biography wrapped in fascia. And in menopause, when the bleeding stops, when the cycles quieten, when the noise softens, she doesn't disappear. She becomes sovereign, no longer preparing for life to pass through her. She prepares for wisdom to rise from her. She shifts from doorway to throne, from cradle to command center, from being chosen to choosing. They called it dryness. She called it discernment. They called it decline. She called it graduation. They gave her cream for tissue, but she demanded curriculum for power. She said, "I'm not fading. I am finally fully formed. I'm not closing. I'm consolidating. I'm not losing purpose. I'm becoming purpose." She is the gateway between body and soul, between trauma and transcendence, between performance and presence. She is the place where breath meets gravity, where movement meets memory, where woman becomes witness, and where witness becomes leader. She is not what you see. She is what you feel when you finally stand tall. She is not just a passage. She's a portal. And in her sovereign puberty, she doesn't whisper anymore. She speaks. She commands. She remembers. She leads. She is gateway. And everything powerful passes through her.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job. She was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy. But every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio. Or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So I hope that provided a little food for thought. So before we go on and speak to Claire Townsend Wood. A little more of what I got very excited and woken out of my bed to deal with this morning. So I looked at and titled one of the chapters that I'm going to put in the book, The Vagina After Menopause. More than biology, but I like to write in plain English, right? Most adverts talk about dryness and sell creams as an end to it. And most doctors talk about estrogen loss. But almost nobody talks about the vagina as a neurological, biomechanical, emotional, spiritual, postural, and cultural archive. It's a work of art. To me, the vagina is a masterpiece. This biomechanical gateway that links our inner and outer worlds is the giver of life and life force orgasmic expression. It gives life to the body and brings life forth through the body. It receives, gives, caretakes and governs sensually, physically, emotionally, hormonally, spiritually. And in menopause, it develops a new relevance that is missed, misunderstood and mistaken. The menopause doesn't just change hormones. It changes how the brain talks to the vagina, how the body holds the vagina, and how women feel about their vaginas. Our Gina, Italian for queen, becomes vibrantly appealing in a whole different way. Imagine if menopause was seen as leadership upgrade, the second sovereign puberty. I said that to my sister-in-law, she's like, ugh, but I'm like, come on. They're telling women menopause is a deficiency of sorts, that we should brace ourselves for decline. They never told us to prepare for the symptoms such as vaginal dryness or to expect to feel invisible. Menopause is neither the body failing or medical failure. It's a biological initiation into sovereignty. Puberty was the beginning of the first biggest reproductive life cycle journey we had as women, and menopause is the completion. It's the last biggest reproductive life cycle change, the destination, not the derailment into the unknown. It is the moment our reproductive train no longer will carry passengers, but it becomes our own private executive carriage. It really is wonderful. The vagina is not what we see. What we see is the vulva, the outer gateway. The vagina itself is a muscular canal, a living corridor that links our inner and outer worlds. It is used at the center of a remarkable, it's placed at the center of a remarkable anatomical domain, housing the muscles of the pelvic floor and intimately connecting to the reproductive and eliminatory organs. It's not just tissue. It's a sensory hub, a domain responsible for protection, support, pleasure, emotional signaling, and survival. The pelvis is where continence is maintained, confidence is embodied, and sexual satisfaction is expressed. It is where posture hinges, performance is powered, and body shape is influenced. It is also where breath meets gravity, and movement meets memory, and structure meets story. It's where so much of the magic actually happens. The vagina and the pelvis hold history, especially the history that did not serve us well. Trauma, shame, silence. Some childbirths can be really quite traumatic. Heartbreak, spirituality, power dynamics, and cultural conditioning. All of these are written into pelvic tone, breath patterns, fascia tension, and nervous system responses. The pelvis is not only mechanical, it is biological, it's an autobiography in its own right. It's not just anatomy, it is architecture, autobiography, and authority. It houses the pelvic floor, supports the organs of creation and elimination, and functions as a sensory command center for protection, pleasure, and emotional signaling. It shapes posture, influences performance, governs continence, and quietly determines how we as women hold ourselves in the world. And It remembers everything. The pelvis holds the stories we celebrated and the ones we buried. It stores the loss, the love, the silence, the trauma, the faith, the power struggles, births and betrayals. It's not just where life emerges, it's where life is interpreted. Magic and history residing side by side. Modern research shows the pelvic region is richly innervated and connected to the autonomic, that's our nervous system. Meaning, what this means then, a meaning, is emotional experience can influence pelvic tone, sensation and function, embedding lived experiences directly into the body's tissues. So think of it this way, she's not just an opening, she's a corridor of memory, a muscle wrapped in stories, and a gateway that never forgot what the mind tried to forget. Vibrantly appealing, Gina. The most sought-after girl I know. The entrance to a gateway that brings love, life, and flow. Yet many underrate her and call her all kinds of names, not understanding Gina before, during, and beyond the menopause, through menstruation and maternity, and in all other ways, can cause us a life of hurt and shame, or pleasure and power. That's the choices we have. So I think I end that spoken word by saying it pays to get to know her and give her what she needs so she will always be rewarding in love, life and ecstasy. Don't be afraid to call her name or afraid to care, because vibrantly appealing Gina is more vital to your health and happiness than you may be aware. Now we do know that obviously the medical story is much more about what we can measure, medicate and monetize. And modern medicine is excellent at measuring hormones, bones and tissues. And so menopause has become framed as estrogen deficiency, hot flushes, vaginal dryness, bone density loss, mood changes, cardiovascular risk and more. But whilst all of these are real and they matter, the truth is they can also be experienced by women during their menstrual and maternity cycles. So that means they can't just be framed, or they should not be just framed as menopause symptoms, because there are a lot of women in menstruation that have very similar or the same experiences, even in maternity. So we know that hormones do not exist in isolation, and we know they're part of an ecosystem in our internal world, which is literally our brain, our fascia, our skeletal system, our emotional system, our soul. But they're also about our identity and about the environment. So our sex hormones, our estrogen, progesterone, testosterone specifically or more commonly, are also influence our brain and cardiovascular function. That's in my spoken word. So that's about cognition as well. They influence mood and emotional regulation, blood flow and sensation, connective tissue elasticity, musculoskeletal integrity, and pelvic floor structure and function. So there has been research, even going back from Goldstein back in 2010, that shows that estrogen receptors are found throughout the brain, the pelvic tissue, the fascia, the bone, and the cardiovascular system. So basically, menopause is not a single organ event. It's literally a whole body system recalibration. So we need to understand this and we need to look at it from a totally different perspective. And so there's this kind of constant two-way conversation that goes on between our brain and our vagina through the nerves, through the hormones, and through blood flow. And during menopause, these neurosteroids, these brain-produced hormones change. And when they change, those shifts in them and the changes in them will affect our sensory perception, they'll affect our pain thresholds, our emotional processing, our libido and desire, and our stress responses. So this is really important, understanding that estrogen modulates serotonin, dopamine and oxytocin pathways. They are key neurotransmitters for our mood, for bonding, for motivation and pleasure. So when those pathways shift, a lot of the time what we experience is like a less tolerance for emotional labor. We have clearer boundaries, but sometimes we don't have them at all. We have stronger intuition, We have reduced people pleasing and increased desire for purpose and meaning. But that can be misinterpreted. And that's the thing. They can be misinterpreted. But biology doesn't remove our femininity. All it's doing for us is upgrading our authority. So how, once we understand that, we understand why we suddenly like, you know, our tolerance levels have changed and our, you know, our intuition, our boundary setting, you know, what we used to do before, we're not doing anymore. And people say they're setting their ways. We're not changing to become old and miserable, in inverted commas. We're just coming into ourselves. And as we come into ourselves, how we're received may be different. And then if you equate how we're changing or how we are being perceived with the age that we are and the biological changes, you may misinterpret what's happening to us. But we may misinterpret what's happening to ourselves, more importantly. And so therefore, it's really important for us to understand the biomechanics, the neurology, the physiology, the psychology, and the skeletal structure of what makes up our menopause. Let's play a trail and let's talk about... I could say and do this all day, but I've got to play that interview.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
fabulous after 50. Seven things women are looking for. And I mentioned that, of course, last week on the show. And it went really well. I had just under 30 women on. I even had women from the USA. So that made my day Chicago. So I was very, very excited, right? But I wanted to talk about seven particular areas that women are looking for as they move into, transition through, and go on the other side of menopause. And first of all, let me say, the interview with Claire is not going to take place this week because the copy is not clear enough to be used. So we'll have to, excuse me, put that in another day. So that's fine, actually, because I forgot about my workshop. How could I do that? We had such a good time. And there was two questions I put in there, which you know, may seem generic, but I asked them, like, what is health and what is energy? And I'll answer those in a moment. But the seven areas that I wanted to talk about really was, and the things that I find women are asking for, especially as they move into this area, and for what I shared with the spoken word earlier, is that women want to feel at home in their body again. It's not necessarily they want a smaller body or a younger body, but they want one that's regulated, responsive, and trustworthy. And it's nothing worse than thinking you can't trust your own body. They want to know that their energy won't disappear by 2 p.m., that the body feels more cooperative rather than unpredictable, and that they can have relief from things like bloating, pain, inflammation, fatigue, from pelvic symptoms that nobody really wants to have, right? And joint stiffness. So literally, women want to, so translated, women want to wake up and feel like themselves again. And that's where they really want to find themselves. And then you have hormonal truths. You've got hormonal truths that women want to have, not confusion. They're tired of being told that their symptoms are normal, because the symptoms are not normal. The symptoms are signals, right? They're not the enemy, they're signals. There's conflicting advice about HRT and supplements, food and exercise. So they want clarity on that. They want to not feel like they're being dismissed or rushed into medical settings. They want clear explanations of what's happening hormonally. They want support that respects individual physiology, not generic protocols. They want choice without fear. So literally, they want someone to explain to them about their body so that they can decide. They also want strength that protects their future. So not about aesthetics, it's about independence. They are thinking about their bone density. They're thinking about their pelvic floor integrity. They're thinking about balance and fall prevention. They're thinking about muscles as metabolic currency. So they want to be able to be capable, not managed. They want nervous system calm after decades of survival mode, right? So they don't want to continue to where they find themselves or realize where they are when they get into midlife. They realize that they've been living on chronic stress. They've been in caregiver mode. They've been over-functioning and under-receiving. What they're looking for is better sleep, less anxiety and hypervigilance. They want a body that can rest and restore, not just cope. So translated, what they're saying there is, I don't want to be resilient anymore. I want to be regulated. The fifth thing they're looking for is a relationship with their body, not a battle. So they are done with punitive exercise, restrictive food rules, shaming narratives about weight or aging. What they want is intelligent movement, nourishment that supports hormones, gut, brain, and mood, permission to listen inward, and to stop fighting me and start teaching me. The sixth thing they want is sensuality, and identity reclaimed. They want to reclaim that. They want to be quietly and powerfully understand, who am I now? What do I desire? Why did no one tell me this would change? Because no one's telling us this would change. They want pelvic and intimate health support. They want confidence, pleasure, vitality. They don't want to be invisible. They want language that honors this transition, not diminishes it. So, you know, translated, what they're saying is, I'm not done now. I'm just redefining. And the seventh thing that I identified and that women have identified is that they want longevity with meaning. So there's a lot of talk now about longevity, living, longevity, training, longevity, this. But they don't just want to live longer. They want to live well. Nobody wants to just live longer if it wants to live well. So that means they want good mental clarity. They want emotional coherence. They want purpose beyond productivity. They want a future body that supports the life they envision. Translated, they're saying, I'm investing now so I don't pay later. So that's what we did. But I didn't explain it that way. I explained it in a slightly different way, but that's what they want. But I know that there's women, it was lovely, there was women, there was a lady that was, well, she's 50 in a few weeks, but she literally looked like she was 30. I really thought, this is great, I've got this lovely young lady coming on, and she's just checking out what we're talking about, so that she has an opportunity in later life to be able to do what she wants to do. It was so funny. But women in their 40s to 60s are seeking sovereignty over their health, right? They're not looking for quick fixes anymore. They don't want surface solutions, and they don't want a one-size-fits-all wellness. What they want is to be understood and to understand. They want integration, something that they can implement. They want embodiment, so it's a part of who they are. And above that, they want autonomy. And so this is nice, because it's really about self-leadership. It's about my trademark, physical pension planned investments. It's about pelvic and hormonal intelligence. It's about whole body health. And it helps to women to understand that they can meet themselves exactly where they are. And at the moment they stop outsourcing their bodies and start reclaiming them, they have all of these things and then some. And so it really comes down to it that we shouldn't be chasing our health and we shouldn't be chasing money. Health should flow through us and money should flow to us. Health should glow from us by our radiation of essence, and money should be attracted to us like a massive magnet. And what's really interesting is that some people are so stressed that they're not even relaxed enough when they sleep. And so I'm going to run another masterclass on the 7th of February. So if you'd like to take part in that masterclass, you can email me pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram at Pelvic Secrets. You can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn, Jenny Russell. Remember, it's Jennifer minus the F-E-R, no E on the end, minus the F-E-R. It's Jenny with an I. Russell.com, double S, sugar, Sierra, Lima, double L. And you can also find me Pelvic Floor Secrets. So you've got all different platforms to find me. I've gone on to Substack as well now. That's a new one, isn't it? And that's Jenny Russell 1. And I'm just setting up my platform on Patreon. So I literally, you got to spread yourself everywhere. But if you want to get hold of me, there are so many different ways. But you can email me, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. And I will send you the link. And then that way you can book onto the next masterclass. It is free. We go into depth over these things here. And then you can say to yourself, right, what do I want to do? We can move into the next phase, which is a wonderful 6-week course. But that just really helps you to really take a deeper dive into these things. Because external wellness that we want to enjoy always comes with internal strings attached. And that's what we have to remember, that, you know, energy and vitality, breaking brain fog and daily depletion is not just as simple as, you know, take this pill or do this to increase your energy. You have to understand what energy is. You have to understand how you are using your energy, where your energy is, where it's going. And that really kind of helps you to sort of then take a deeper dive into that. So I'm just going to share one or two points that we shared. And then, like I said, you can book into the next masterclass. Wherever you are in the world, it's there for you to take advantage of. But it's nice to know that we're looking at the whole person and the whole body. Like I said, this show, Her Health and Happiness, is dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. That's how we get health. That's how we improve our vitality, by looking at the whole person. So if you look at energy as an investment, to me, energy is a currency of health. And then you get the chance to either spend it, save it, invest it, or leak it. So there are obviously positive ways to spend energy, and there are also negative ways to spend energy. But most of us are in this camp where we spend energy on stress, on people pleasing, and overwork. And then we leak energy through poor sleep. We won't go to bed on time. Unresolved emotions and misaligned relationships. We invest energy, positively or negatively, in movement, boundaries, nourishment, rest, and purpose. And then the return on that investment is going to be vitality or lack of, confidence or lack of, longevity or otherwise, and joy. And I think the beautiful thing to understand is that we don't want to, if we keep delaying signals and symptoms, we either delay or deny recovery. So we ignore symptoms, By the time we go there, we're now delaying our recovery. But for some symptoms and for some sicknesses, we will deny recovery because we've just waited too late. And so by definition, because we keep moving forward, because we keep leaking energy through poor habits that we don't think really have that much of an impact, the outcome isn't always the outcome that we were hoping for or the outcome that we desire. And so we find ourselves in a situation where we're struggling. Now, I have some great posts. If you go onto my Instagram, you'll see these posts. And I done them for whether the person is black, white, pink or yellow. It doesn't matter. It's what builds change and what undoes it. We've got this choice. So we've got, you know, effort without coherence produces confusion. So the body cannot adapt in opposing directions. So we can have, so what you'll see when you look at the post is one half is green, one half is red. And it's just like arrows going around in a circle. It's four quadrants. And so the top left-hand quadrant is like good food, movement and exercise. But the opposing quadrant is poor drink choices. I've got alcohol and dehydration, things that dehydrate us. And then late nights and poor sleep. So the food and the movement is negated by the dehydrating habits that we have and the poor sleep habits that we have. So these are, some people argue that habits, that sleep is not a habit. It's a principle that we want to get into the habit of honoring that principle so that we don't end up dishonoring our health. In the bottom left-hand corner, we have retreats and resets, knowledge and intention. But in the bottom right-hand corner, we've got our reset later. It's like our reset again later. So we're just out and we're partying and we're enjoying ourselves. And so we do good in the left hand and we undo in the right hand. And we do good in the right hand and we undo in the left hand. But the body cannot adapt in opposing directions. And so many of the times, we're kind of saying to ourselves, I don't know what's going on with me. I don't get it. I don't understand why this isn't working or that isn't working. But the truth of the matter is, it's not working because we work for us and then we work against us in literally the same breath and sometimes in the same day. And so that becomes a problem for us that we don't actually notice at first, but we do notice it later on when we start to have signals that we also choose to ignore. So the idea is not that to tell you that you can't rave, because, you know, I went out two Sundays ago to Funky Fresh, I think it was called, in Brixton. And I did like jazz and jazz funk. It was amazing. But we got there about 6-ish and by 10 o'clock, and that was late. We was leaving at 10. I personally wanted to leave a lot earlier. I was just like, I'm ready to go home at 9:30. Not because the event wasn't good. It was fantastic. But because I wanted to go to bed. And so what I like is that this event starts from 6 o'clock, which means that we've got our tickets for, it's the third Sunday in every month, is in Brixton above the Ritzy cinema, and it's wonderful, great, proper, if you're of an age and you like old time fling foot boogie, that's the place to go, and just proper jazz fusion. But what was really nice is that it starts early, so I can go and I can fling foot early, I can dance fling foot, enjoy myself. But I can leave by half, because I live, it's South London and I live, you know, east of North London. So I can go, have fun, meet new friends, meet old friends, enjoy music, a little bit of fellowship, a couple of hours. It's going to also be great for my serotonin levels are up, melatonin is, everything is great, right? My oxytocin is up. But if I can get myself home, so I can be in bed by 11 o'clock on that night, the latest, I've done myself really well. I've had a great time out. Means I start my day with praise and worship. I've gone to the farmer's market, gone to church, and then I'm come back home. I eat something really sensible, and then I, you know, drive my car to the station, jump on the underground, come out, go and rave, come back, come home, and I can get myself I'm only losing 1 hour of that physical repair time and I can get myself into bed. And, you know, and I did, I slept so well. It was fantastic. But that's not my daily habit. And so I think that also finishes about 11-ish, 11, half 11, so it's not late. So it's not my daily habit. Now, it's much nicer for me personally to go to a party every now and again where I get the chance to see my friends. We can be out lit. Like my lovely friend Tracy, her husband's party in October when we returned from Portugal. It was my weekend to look after my mother. So I never actually left my mum's house until 1:30 in the morning. But it was like, I said already, and then I had to leave by 5 to come back home to check my mum and turn her and change it. But I felt like Cinderella, but I didn't lose a shoe. I was like, I've got to go. Just when the party was getting sweet. But I had to leave. But that, again, is not my natural pattern. So my pattern is to be able to, and if I try and encourage women to be in bed at least 4 times a week by 10:30, 11:00. I can start to follow the circadian rhythms. You cannot change the circadian rhythms of the sun. And we are energy, that is energy, and the body follows that energy. So it's very important for us to understand energy and energetics, especially as we're moving into, through, and beyond the menopause. It means your fortunate 40s, your fabulous after 50s, and your sassy, sexy 60s, and your sensational 70s, serene and sensational 70s, can be something that's amazing. And then you can move into elegant 80s. I mean, you just got to put something in front of it and remind yourself. It doesn't matter if somebody thinks that I'm all full of myself. I am full of myself. I can't be full of you, right? So when I say I'm sassy, sexy, 63, I am sassy, sexy, 63. It's not your opinion that matters to me. It's my opinion that matters to me. And God says I'm made fearfully and wonderfully. So sassy, sexy, 63 is fearful and wonderful to me. So anyway, look, I am coming soon towards the end of the show. There is a 6-week program that will start on the 12th of February, and that's going to be absolutely amazing. So we're going to really do a 6-week arc, and we're going to look at how we outsource our body and how not to outsource our body and how to learn more about who we are. And the nice thing is this will all kind of align with the book that I'm writing, Can a Vagina Really Buy a Mercedes, the menopause version. As I said, there will be, you can email me pelvicsecrets@icloud, and I will send you the link so that you can join the Mercedes menopause waiting list. You can join that waiting list so you can be one of the first to get your hands on a copy. Now, I don't write books that are not color and I don't have illustrations. That's not my portion. So there will be illustrations. They will be full color because that's just how I roll. Both books I've published, full color illustrated books, and I will keep to full color illustrated books. I like them to look good. There will obviously be an ebook, but I like to actually have the hard copy in my hand. And so that copy will also be made available to you for you to be able to purchase and have. So join the wait list. There'll also be interactive questions in between hand. I will have, and we did have a quiz on Saturday. I will make that quiz available. The ebook, the free ebook for Fit and Fabulous After 50 should be ready by the middle of February. And that'd be absolutely fantastic. Now, as we come towards the end of the show, Valentine's Day is fast approaching too. It's literally 3 Saturdays from now. And as a lady of God, I have decided that we are going to do something for Valentine's, for women who are not yet coupled up. Now, I am a good thing. And again, if you look on my Instagram, that picture, that post will be up soon as well. Proverbs 18:22 says, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord." It didn't say a woman becomes a good thing because she's chosen. It says she's chosen because she is already one. She's already a good thing. And so rather than calling myself single, because that's not what I am, I'm a good thing. But what we're going to do at this wonderful dinner in Winchmore Hill, Cos at Buckle and Vaughan, we're going to just explore some dynamics, have some great interactive games, but it's going to be, you know, faith-led, which would be lovely. But one thing I do know is this, just to give context to that statement. From the very beginning of creation, God established identity before relationship. Think about it. Eve was formed with intention, breath, and worth before Adam even spoke her name. People talk about finding my Boaz, finding my Boaz. But Ruth walked in virtue before Boaz even knew who she was or noticed her. And Esther, Queen Esther, she carried favour long before the crown was rested on her head. And God has always been consistent in his order. When you read Genesis and how he put the world together, whether you're a believer, yes or no, there is order. And when you follow order, favor follows. So I do hope you find this useful. At Pelvic Secrets, Pelvic Secrets at iCloud, Jenny Russell, LinkedIn and Facebook, at Pelvic Secrets, Instagram, TikTok and X. Substack, Jenny Russell 1. And Patreon, I think I've just got my name. No, at Pelvic Secrets there as well when I get that set up. So, if you have any questions at all about what I'm sharing and you'd like to join the waitlist for the Mercedes Menopause, Pelvic Secrets at iCloud. If you'd like to be a part of the next free online masterclass, click the link in my Instagram bio or my LinkedIn bio and join the movement. But until next week, in health and happiness, stay blessed, stay safe, and definitely stay well. Bye-bye.